You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Just look at the time, okay. So CAMO Co-op, we are food, provisions, and mission. I'm Jonathan Polipov. I am the president, one of the founders of CAMO Cooperative, and one of also the member owners and one of the vendors with CAMO Cooperative. So CAMO Cooperative, we offer a year-long online farmers market for Fox City's residents to shop, an online marketplace featuring food, provisions for military veteran families. Those are the people we predominantly source from. Majority of our vendors are either they served in the military, they're a spouse, or they're directly related to a veteran. We do have a couple products and items wholesale that we just aren't able to find locally or regionally, but we predominantly intentionally seek out businesses with military roots and give them a platform to sell products and serve customers in our community. So people think camouflage. What does that mean? CAMO Co-op. Sounds catchy, but what does it mean? Well, camouflage, a definition according to Google, it's the disguising of military personnel, equipment, and installations by painting or covering them to make them blend in with their surroundings. So as I was preparing this presentation, I realized, you know, I kind of needed to see how that made sense with what we're doing. And obviously, CAMO, people think of the military, you know, they think of camouflage. But the reality is, you could also say, as we transition from the military along with our families, we are camouflaging back into society to bring food, provisions, and a new mission of service to our community. And that's just what CAMO Co-op does. Together, we are cooperatively owned and operated by 8 member owners, by people that have honorably served in the military, spouses of military veterans, and we are a hybrid worker and marketing co-op. There is no requirement that people have needed to serve abroad or been deployed. The only requirement we have is they served honorably or they're a spouse of someone who did. That doesn't mean we won't work with other vendors with military roots. Those are just currently who our member owners are. So talked about food, provisions, and mission. So one, food. We source local and regional food from farmers and small food brands. We have chicken, beef, pork, elk, salmon, halibut, chicken eggs, duck eggs, seasonal produce like veggies. I don't know if you can see any of this or if just my screen share. Here's some gourds I have, a tomato. I don't know if you can see this or not, but we have a lot of different selections that are in season. And that fluctuates throughout the year. We also have bakery items and snacks, spices, coffee, and dry goods to kind of give more selection for our customers and to better serve them. Number two, provisions. We intentionally seek out brands with military roots. We have items like hand-woven baskets, ornaments, woodcrafted items from veterans and children of veterans. We have sunglasses from a Marine veteran out on the East Coast. We have different accessories we've been adding, things like hats with, you know, the American flag on it. We'll be adding more as well. We also started with a book. We want to feature books from local veterans. Currently, we have a book upwards from Aaron Hunnell, who's presently biking across America for suicide awareness, but also to impact veterans by empowering them through biking and getting them a road bike for them to also ride to be part of their own solution. So we're proud to feature businesses like his and authors like Aaron Hunnell, who's a transformative leader in our community, but also all throughout the country. We also have flowers from Flower Girl Design. Michelle, she's also one of our member owners. We have some dog treats, and we'll be adding more as well. And then the third part of the food provisions and mission, we collaborate with others to serve and empower our communities. We did a project called Operation Christmas Cheer that was entailing working with a nonprofit who helped us sponsor bags of items that we source from our vendors and we deliver that to them. We delivered 50 bags to area veterans that either were in Brewster Village, maybe they were homebound. There was no limitations as to being a needy veteran. It's just simply just spreading Christmas cheer and delivering it to nominated veterans all throughout the Fox Cities. We also worked with Feeding America and the Fox Valley Veterans Council, which we are a member of. We identified with the CVSO and also the Veterans Council, some local veterans that were unable to go and pick up food boxes, different distribution hubs, because they had limitations like childcare, maybe they work or transportation issues. So for a couple months, we regularly delivered food boxes out of our pocket just because we wanted to help veterans that were needing a little help. So those are the kind of things when we talk about mission. We also, for the last couple of years, been doing a project called Operation Lawn Flags, which we buy a bunch of lawn flags of the American flag. And we let people nominate someone, or they can nominate themselves. They share a little story of service, or why, you know, of someone who served in the military, or who they're flying that flag in honor of. We go deliver it to them. We don't use any of those names or addresses for any marketing. We simply just, we scrub that list, get rid of it. We just want to deliver it and celebrate it. We started that at COVID because a lot of organizations were kind of hamstrung in what they could do and how they could honor Memorial Day and those that died in service to our nation. So that was one little way that we knew that Camel Co-op could participate. And we've also had some volunteers that helped us. So that's been a really fulfilling part of one of the things we do. And then most recently, we have a project called Operation Promise Honored. I think with the end of the different conflicts or the transitions with Iraq and Afghanistan, there is this uncertainty and worry and doubt of whether we could do more for the people that served alongside with us, like our interpreters, their families. So we are working with a local veteran who's with a group trying to bring a family to the United States from Afghanistan. This is a family and their relatives that helped our allies and the United States military. So we have raised collectively with our member owners, with our co-op, with our customers, and just the community in general, we've raised over $3,000, and those funds will be used when the family arrives to the United States, God willing. They are stuck right now in Afghanistan, but thankfully they're still alive. And we hope that they're able to be able to make it to the United States as soon as possible. So those are some of the ways we've just in our short time since end of 2019, really 2020, is some of the things we've done. We also want to make sure that we're providing a platform, but also value to our vendors. We give a preferred rate for vendors with military roots that sell with us. So that includes setting up their e-commerce platform. So we do that. So my wife, Mara, it's her birthday today, by the way. So if you know Mara or see her, wish her a happy birthday. She does a lot of work for our cooperative along with her other team members. So we've list the products on our website at shop.camelcoop.org. And then our customers can go ahead and order. So we take some of that uncertainty and the technology that may be limiting for some vendors that are farmers or maybe they live in rural communities. We coordinate, talk on the phone, we meet them in person, we figure out what we need to do to be able to sell their awesome quality, great products to our community. And then we give them a preferred rate. So that's part of our mission. We would love to keep adding more vendors and expand to serve more, but we can't do it alone. You can help by shopping with us, sharing our pages, our social media pages and our website, and supporting the brands that we work with. So here's a little graphic I made earlier this summer. It's still our summer schedule. We don't serve drinks to your door, unfortunately, but we do deliver food to your door, and we deliver that every Friday. We've only had a couple exceptions throughout the last year and a half plus. And thankfully, we just have a great team of member owners and people that step up. We all work together collaboratively. We all have different roles, and we also work when one of us needs, you know, to adjust for our life, things that come up and change. So, and there's our son, Micah, who's also a big part of the co-op and also on our farm, helping us harvest veggies. So we're proud to be in our community in the Fox Cities, and we look forward to this upcoming year and be able to expand more. And I'm just excited and thankful to be able to share updated version of Camel Cooperative, and also to hopefully, you know, connect with more people and learn more and answer questions. So I'll open up for questions if anyone has. Oh, actually, I take that back. I do have a link here I was going to share. It's going to walk through our website, but I didn't link it. Click on it. So So if people want to shop, they can just go to our website, camelcoop.org. Here's a little video we made early last year to kind of tell our story. Okay, so that's our little video. We made that, and we pretty much stayed true to that. We just had to adapt some processes and, you know, adapt to the circumstances. But here's our online marketplace. It's mobile friendly, so people can pick through what we have. New vendor we added this week, Oshpop out of Oshkosh, his father-in-law served. We have some other brands that approached us, or, you know, things that add value to ours. Which were not necessarily veteran, these couple brands, but they're great products locally. And Flower Girl Design, that's owned by Michelle. Her husband served in the Marines. And that's where we pack up on Fridays at her shop in Darboy. So she has great flowers, does great events, really awesome place if you need flowers or arrangements. And then we have Ashley, who's also one of our member owners. She owns Koi Coffee and Tea Bakery in downtown Menasha. So if you're looking for great coffee, stop out there. And then here's our farm, Breadbasket Farm. We have some seasonal produce. And then Sullivan Family Farm. It's a new vendor we added. They're out towards Denmark, Manitowoc area. Ryan just retired from the Air Force. I almost said Army. I default to Army because I served in the Army National Guard. So, but we have Pink Fusion Spices, Patty. She's one of our member owners as well. And she does incredible amount, a lot of work for our co-op as well. So we're so thankful for her. We have Roy with Happy Quackers Farm. Him and Holly both served in the military. We have Justin and Kim with the G Farm. Justin's one of our member owners and our vice president and served in the Army. Sweet Dirt Acres. This is from Keith. He's out in Seymour. He's a Vietnam veteran. We're proud to feature his family's meat and selections for our community. And then Sweet Jewels, her grandfather served in the military. Salmon Season, Abe's father served in the National Guard. And then here we have a section on books. So we're going to be adding more. And then some accessories. This is from Patrick. So his brand Semper Fly is out on the East Coast. We have cheese from Red Barn. They have multiple people that served in the military, including Paul. And Paula Holman's son, who's at West Point. I don't know if he graduated yet, but Paul and Terry are great, great people. And then Prepared Meals by Relish and Roots. Rhonda's husband served in the Navy. So all these brands just have incredible stories, and we're so proud of featuring them. And here are some wholesale items we have that are not necessarily veteran related, but Burn Pit Barbecue is. This is from a veteran. Actually, he served in the Marines, Greg. And my wife went to school with him and his wife, which is cool, when they were kids. And then the Sunflower, Century, Sun Oil, and Linskins both have military connections as well. And then Jenny's business here, Woven Baskets, Woven Blessings Baskets. Her father served in Vietnam as well. So, and then we have different ways people can support us as well. So, I hope that answers some of your questions, but I'll be gladly take more. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
So I can start out with a question, but in the way of Andrew's way of doing things, we'll always open it up to anybody else if anybody else has a question first.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go for it.
So, Jonathan, I saw you do a presentation maybe it must be 2 years ago now, because it was probably pre-COVID. You came and presented live to 1 million cups, I believe. Is that
we? So I did. Just,
Okay, you're just getting going then. So how have things gone other than the unexpected of COVID?
Yeah.
It looks like you guys are doing great. I think you were, I don't even think you launched back then, or maybe you did a little bit, but you've come a long way.
So. Oh my gosh. So yeah, Justin, Farmer Justin with the G Farm, our vice president, we both presented. So really with the encouragement of Amy to actually, where I met several people at the startup week, which I heard last week you were talking about, I presented an early rough draft of Camel Cooperative with like a week kind of preparing, coming up with the name and pitching it. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it was a couple of weeks, but it's grown since. And that's just because we have great people involved, our member owners. When we first pitched, we were planning on working with Appleton VFW potentially as a retail space. That didn't work out. And then COVID happened as well. We realized, you know what, we can pivot and we can have an online marketplace. We don't need a physical space. We just need the right people involved, good collaborative teamwork, and just like that military grit of getting things done. And that's what we believe we've done. And we continue to try to grow and learn and offer quality products and service for our customers and our vendors and our team.
Awesome. Are you profitable at this point? Or is it you kind of break even is what you're, are you break even? Or what's the goal for from a financial perspective?
So right now, because I would say we're our model, we don't have staff on hand yet. You know, we are doing this as a worker co-op. So we all partake in sharing of the workload. So we have different roles, you know, who pays the bills, working with vendors, the delivery. We all take part of that work, which has been helpful for us. And it also gives us a viability in a way where other employers right now are struggling finding labor. So right now, I would say we are not profitable at this point, but we're able to increase some of the items that we are able to carry that are dry goods. We're able to increase some purchases of things. And then, majority of our things, it's on consignment. People deliver it that Friday. So then we don't have to store items. So, but the goal is, you know, we will be profitable, self-sustaining, so we can pay, you know, part-time or even some full-time staff eventually. But the real value for the member owners is having an additional sales channel for them to sell through and for us to sell through as well together. Which is not the primary means, but an additional means where maybe they weren't available to sell through a farmer's market or limitations that the pandemic has placed, but also because consumer habits have changed. People expect and they're used to getting things online. We're just trying to present it to them in a way that works for our vendors and then also for our customers.
Well, Jonathan, I'm curious if you can talk about a little bit because for the people that were on the last time you presented, and you kind of alluded to this, the whole VFW thing and stuff like that. You did take, while this model was always a part of the Camel Co-op was something much, there was a lot more to it than just this sales channel. Yeah. I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about, now that you've made this pivot, do you still have the ambitions to someday have a physical location, have a physical storefront, or do you just see like, oh, this channel that we're building here is the way to go?
Well, I mean, that's a couple of answers to that. And I guess, so we've been approached by a couple of individuals and entities that were interested in maybe featuring us in their spaces. However, it didn't make sense for us because it would be additional cost. And staffing, and then even just material costs, we just didn't have the capital to front load that alone. So although it might have been an opportunity, we just couldn't at the time, we didn't want to pivot that direction yet. So I think long-term, you know, we certainly believe that the Camel Cooperative is gonna be more than just an online marketplace. I personally, and I know other member owners, we would love to have like a small retail space somewhere. But that's kind of been put on the back burner. We're trying to focus on this because we all have different, you know, other businesses we're a part of, our own farms, or so we don't want to, we want to be very cautious and control growth so we can offer quality service. And as we scale and increase, our market saturation and be able to serve more customers, then we can look at adding a retail space. But right now we're just focusing on the online marketplace, maybe having some regional delivery hubs where people can pick up. And doing some shipping of dry goods that we can do, But at some point, it would be awesome to have a small retail space that makes sense for us and also for all our vendors and member owners.
Does anybody else out there have questions? I can ask more questions, so don't feel pressured, but... Well, I think one of the things I want to tell you is that when I first saw this marketplace launch, I think that this is a brilliant, business model. And I know you had discussed, I had heard about the idea of doing something like this, but it wasn't until I saw it in Forest of how big, how cool of a concept this was. And I feel like I almost look at what you guys are doing and I want to duplicate it with something of my own, because I just think it's that cool of a concept. And just with how big delivery of things are and stuff right now, and I don't think that's going away. Yeah. I do think you're just going to strategically continue to grow, because you just kind of fell into a market that makes all the sense in the world for the world, for our world right now, you know, and is... You fell into this right at the right time. Yeah. You know.
No, thank you, Eric. You're absolutely right. I was driving to Stephen's Point, I think it was a few months ago, and I saw all those trucks in Amazon, and I was like, hey, they're going under the limit. So I was passing them by, but I was like, a little symbolism there, like, you know what? We don't have the reach of Amazon, but we can have the local homegrown aspect. You know, what we're doing is not just delivering food and provisions. We're serving a community and giving another option for veterans and small businesses with military roots to have a viable economic opportunity and compete in a different way against other businesses that are doing delivery and online market shopping. So I love that we are owned by our member owners. Not that venture capitalism isn't an option for some businesses, but I love that as we grow and become profitable, we can tie that right back into our mission and to our member owners who are veterans and spouses. To me, that is awesome, because we're building something together, something unique, and something that I would love to see standing for, you know, indefinitely, like forever. So long after my time is with the Camel Co-op is complete.
Yeah. And yeah, I think you stumbled upon this right at the right time. And I think that it's just a very powerful business model. And I feel like it could resurrect the small businesses of a community. Like, I think at some point in time, every small business that's in Appleton should have or be plugged into a service like what you're creating here. So I commend you for that.
Thank you. We have a great team. Idea. And I think like there's some different ideas, but really it's collectively what we've done is I think it's the sky's the limit. It's about just learning what opportunities are maybe the best to take at certain times and which ones aren't necessarily, because I love to try out different things and I'm a part of a few different businesses, but sometimes like you need to really focus. And that's what I've been learning as a business owner, but like prioritizing things that are important, because certain things like might be fun and great to try, but maybe just not yet. So that's why we have such great people on our member owners that kind of, we all balance each other, that we try certain things and maybe other things we hold back on for a little bit. So, there's a lot of competition and businesses that are doing something. They started doing delivery. Some have even stopped. But I think part of it is we are resilient because we have the diversity of the member owners. We're not just independently owned by one person or two people. We have the member owners that are military veterans. And I love the fact that we can plug in veterans and the families as they're transitioning from the military into a new mission to being entrepreneurs. So I'm glad we can help with that platform. So.
Cool. So does anybody
else? Jonathan. Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, good work, Jonathan. It's been fun to watch your evolution. I'm wondering from, you know, it's been pretty bootstrapped for you, all of you coming together and doing this, from getting launched to your marketing to serving customers. And it's been fun to see your evolution. So I'm wondering, what are you up to in terms of, you know, customers that you have weekly? Can you guys kind of depend? Oh, we know we're going to have at least this many deliveries this week, or we anticipate we should, you know, we've consistently gotten to this much in sales.
Yeah. So we were trying to compare like to last year's numbers. I was trying to do some number crunching, and it looks like it's going to be on pace to be very similar to what was total of last year. Cause we started, and I mean, really end of March is when we did our first delivery. I think we did in January, we did the million cups. Justin and I, we were talking about the different kind of model. And then we were at the Appleton Beer Factory, actually, a few of us were trying to hash out some paperwork we needed to file. And then we're like, all right, we'll stand up the store, the online market, with I think like 7 vendors to start. And I think right now, we are seeing a lot of existing customers, you know, returning customers. So, and we're also seeing new customers too. But we're also getting requests from other areas we just don't service. We accidentally did some shipping orders to like Madison and other areas, which was, it was fine. We were able to fulfill it, but it was like, okay, we weren't quite ready. So we had to kind of lock certain things down. So we certainly have some opportunities to increase sales in different ways by being able to serve more customers regionally. But we're just not quite there yet. I think we're trying to finish off this year by continuing to maintain and set really saturate the Fox Cities area. Because, you know, we want our vendors to stick around with us. Predominantly, most of the vendors we started with or continue on with us, stay with us. There's a few that maybe just didn't work out for them. Some of them we found out that are better, they're better vendors for seasonal items. When we get new vendors, I think people like the diversity, the selection. It also takes some of the pressure off the existing vendors. So I know I don't have to grow all the vegetables because I can't. Like, I'm putting a lot of time into the Camel Co-op. So I feel like I don't have as much time to, you know, for my own farm. But at the same time, I know like Sullivan Family Farms, Farmer Justin and Roy and others, they are complementing areas that I'm just not able to do things on. So I think for us, to answer your question, is I think we'll finish off about the same as we did last year. And it varies, you know, typically between 10 to 20 deliveries a week. It all depends. Some of them are local, some are pickups. We change our threshold. So it's the delivery range. It's free for like, I think it's like 6 miles within Darboy. So a $25 order is free. And it's very nominal for delivery fees, you know, elsewhere in the Fox City. So.
You mentioned that you had fulfilled some orders to like Madison and things like that. Is something you have on your radar the possibility of maybe having a partner that you work with down in Madison or maybe down in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
That could bring orders in and then you guys would just have to get that product down to that person in Milwaukee and then they would orchestrate the delivery of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's exactly one of the items. I'm trying to identify good collaborative partners. So right now we're going to be looking to have potentially a couple drop-off spots into Pierre and Green Bay. And then initially, so then because we're really in the Green Bay market, we really don't have much of a presence yet. So we know we have opportunities there, but we don't want to be necessarily delivering all over because, you know, people say Green Bay, like you go from like Little Suamico all the way up to like, you know, north of Seymour and like towards Ricetown, it's all like the pier in Green Bay. Like what is Green Bay, right? So so we really want to make sure that we're not trying to promise something we can't deliver on consistently. Ideally, potentially even like one of the veteran service organizations, I know a lot of them have spaces, they have adjacent restaurants or coolers or something. That might be an approach we pursue, or even other veterans that are business owners in those areas.
Very cool. And I believe, I don't know, Jonathan, if you can see, it looks like you've got some requests in the chat room. So I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So if so just make sure you look at the chat.
Okay.
Because I know there's some messages in there for you. So
okay.
Apparently like somebody's microphone isn't working.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Technology.
I got you, Leroy. Is it Leroy or Leroy? Okay, I guess. Sorry,
he can't talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I just sent you my phone number. Thank you.
So do we have any other questions? Then, Jonathan, do I need to ask you the final question? Do you already know the final question of 1 million cups?
I believe it's what can the community do to help us? I believe, yes, right?
That is it.
I mean, really, if you can share with your networks, your businesses, like with your friends and family that would find value in our products, in our service and what we're doing, please, please do. It's going to help us continue to grow. It'll help us, you know, direct our marketing dollars and other things to other areas where we'd like to focus on too. So, share and thank you for your encouragement. And if you know other vendors that have military roots, we're trying to onboard more. We get a lot of requests sometimes. It's like, part of it is like, we worry like, gosh, like I wish we just had more customers and we need to have more growth, be able to sustain more sales, because if we, you know, so part of that is the market saturation, you know? So I think marketing is something like we need to focus on more and invest more into marketing. I think that's something that I've heard over and over again. A lot of businesses don't do enough of that. So that's something we need to focus on.
So, well, I'm curious, can you talk a little bit of what is your marketing strategy right now?
Oh yeah.
Maybe somebody can give you a tidbit on.
Yeah, that'd be great. I think one of the earliest recommendations is, you know, start an email list. You know, we have a growing list of customers, or, you know, not necessarily all customers, but people subscribe to us, and that's been growing. We saw a lot of growth early last year, the first few months of the pandemic, and then after, and then, So we send out a weekly email availability, and then also like little updates of, you know, what we're doing, what we're up to, about the food provisions and mission. We do spend a little bit of money on Facebook ads. And then also, I think at this point, we leave some business cards. I know Patty's been awesome at leaving cards at different markets she's at. So that's been primarily majority of our marketing, is the email, social media, and just word of mouth at this point. Oh, and I have to also say, we've been very fortunate to have opportunities, like Spectrum News did a story on us. So I appreciate Amy and everyone that's helped us connect us to news sources. We've had NBC 26 do a story on us, Channel 5, and just really our vendors too. Like, they're sharing that, hey, we're excited, we're part of this marketplace. So yeah, so those are our main areas of our marketing.
So everybody that has a marketing mind here, give him some suggestions. What can he do? Nobody has a marketing mind here. I don't have a marketing mind. So.
Oh, come on.
Jonathan, you know what I'll tell you is, you guys have done a great job in generating public relations and using, you know, grassroots marketing to help drive some initial customers and word of mouth. But really, to scale your sales, you guys have to get serious about some strategic paid advertising outlets. You can have the best co-op in the world supporting veterans with the most incredible mission and powerful, you know, stories and fabulous products. But if enough people don't know about you to drive sales, you're constantly swimming upstream. So I think figuring out and talking to your member owners about that, making that investment in some kind of campaign and paid advertising is probably going to be your best way of continuing to generate more the awareness that you need to get to the sales that you're looking to get to.
Yeah. No, I always remember like the marketing, and it's, I think we try to pivot to like what naturally we're comfortable with. And this is an area of like, that's like, I have some marketing training, but part of it is we need to connect with people and actually, you know, and listen to your advice, Amy, because you give great advice and sometimes we forget it. So, but really, there's so many opportunities out there, but it's like connecting with the right people, and the right marketing channels. So like, we've not even considered like radio or even other billboards or anything. Like, there's so many ways to do it. I haven't pursued it, and it sounds like someone from our team maybe should look into it. So
definitely. And there's a lot of great, you know, marketing minds in the region that I'm sure would want to help a cooperative of veterans with their marketing. And, you know, not that you're going to get it for free, but you guys have good negotiation skills.
Yeah, we have some great
people.
It might
not cost as much as you think it might, right? Like you, until you start exploring it and really putting a budget together and just, you know, make sure you tie it to your sales goals. So if you haven't set an actual sales goal as well, start with that. That's your first budget. That's your first goal. And then from that, at least 10% or more, you should allocate from that sales budget towards marketing and paid advertising.
Yeah.
No, that's a very good point. Bartering can always be a great way to get some of the services. So if you barter, you and your members barter, maybe sometimes that can get you a long ways for some of your marketing goals.
That's good advice. Yeah, we have some products and, you know, we get some good rates on certain things. So for a lot of we just direct like kind of almost consignment. So, but no, that's good advice.
Bartering. And one thing I could suggest, Jonathan, and this is just a very simple, but I think it would get you really good reach. If your vendors right now are listing their stuff on Facebook Marketplace, or if they're not listing it on it, somebody within the co-op could list it on Facebook Marketplace. And right now, Facebook is like the only marketplace out there in existence that does not care if you push somebody to your sales channel. So if you put this stuff on Facebook Marketplace, it's perfectly acceptable to put a link right there to the Camo Co-op's website. And that would be a very easy and free way to reach a lot of customers, and probably would reach the same customers that your Facebook ads are reaching right now. It just wouldn't cost you anything to do it.
Okay. No, that's good. We've had some things they don't like animal products or like beef or chicken.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think we don't just kind of avoid those issues or for them.
Yeah. Cause they think that you're selling a real life animal and not, their bots aren't the smartest in the world, but
it's true. Okay.
I put a little bear statue online and they flag it and tell me that I'm trying to sell a live bear to people. So,
yeah, that's interesting. Thank you, Eric.
All right. Does anybody have their questions, comments, complaints? You know, everybody, if you like duck eggs, the only good place in the valley to get duck eggs is Camo Co-op. So you should definitely get on there tonight and order them. And if you never had duck eggs, just get on there tonight and order some because they're so good.
Our store closes about 8 o'clock and sometimes we let it open a little later, but a lot of times it's closed at 8. So, Roy and Holly, if you ever get a chance to go visit them at Happy Quackers, I think they're going to try to do like a little camping thing at their farm. I don't know if it's through Hip Camp or something at some point, but it's just a beautiful space, a lot of ducks. And they got a pond and everything, but Roy and Holly, just the best people. So just, we have an awesome team. So thankful for all of them.
All right. Last call. Nobody. All right. Then we'll wrap this one up. Jonathan, thanks for coming on and giving us an update. And
awesome.
Thanks everybody for showing up. We'll see you on the next one. We do have somebody scheduled next week. So make sure everybody's here next week as well. Andrew is going to be introducing his new business. So.
Awesome. Appreciate the opportunity. Take care, everybody.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.